Welcome to the Frame X podcast. This is a new podcast that we're going to start. And today for our first episode, it's me, Alan Tong, and Jehu Chan.
Hey, how are you guys? We're going to be talking about some good stuff, some good tips, maybe ideas for realtors or photographers.
Yeah. So basically, we're going to be talking about like whatever we do, right? Our operation, what goes on in the business. Mm-hmm. We're pretty transparent. And sometimes that hurts people's feelings.
Yeah, probably.
Because we reveal the secrets, right? Reveal the secrets of what goes on behind real estate photography. You know, we're not only going to be talking about just like cameras and drones and stuff like that, but what goes on and the kind of the experiences we go through. So there's definitely stories. We have a lot of stories. And this would be the great podcast or platform to share all that. So episode one, here we go. Are you ready, Jehu?
I'm ready. Let's roll.
Let's roll. All right, Jehu. So, you want to tell me, let's just dive right into it, right? What's your favorite piece of camera gear?
My favorite piece of camera gear, my remote controller.
Your remote? What do you mean by a remote?
Yeah, I have a remote that I can remotely trigger my camera to take a shot. And I mainly use it when I'm in bathrooms with mirrors or any situation with mirrors. It's just really useful.
Okay. So I know that you said like there's a remote that you use to trigger so you don't get in the shot, right?
Yeah, so I don't get in the shot. Yeah.
Okay.
Right now, you know, AI is well developed and Photoshop actually, you know, helps you a lot with grabbing objects and like completely remove them from the image. Mm-hmm. But it's easier if it's an object than a person.
That's true. But even like just like 3 months ago, before Photoshop released all this AI stuff, we had to do it manually.
Yeah, it was
manual. We had to like manually mask out or like fill in that portion.
Yeah, do you remember that property? I don't even remember that property. Well, like, I don't remember the address, but we had to put probably 15, 20 doorknobs.
Oh,
and images and stuff like that.
We had to put doorknobs on the doors because the realtor decided. Now, is not okay. We're not bashing on the realtor. And if you're listening and you're a client, we love you.
We love you.
But you should put some doorknobs on your on your property, on your listing.
Yeah, maybe. It's a good idea before you go in.
So the story behind this one was that they were rushing and they were going to put doorknobs before the open houses. But it just so happened that when we got there, you know, we're already there. We don't want to go back to do the photos because it costs us money to go out there and, you know, to do all this. And they're like, okay, well, can you just like Photoshop the door handles on there? The doorknobs? Because we're going to put it on there.
Yeah, it was that. And then there was like a chimney that had like half tile and half the other one was completely.
That's right. There was like a decoration piece, right? Yeah. That was supposed to go over like a veneer almost, supposed to go over the fireplace. And didn't you have to do something? Like, I remember it was like...
Yeah, we had to patch it.
We had to patch it. We had to like generate some type of design to make it match and look somewhat like presentable.
Presentable, yeah.
Presentable.
Honestly, it was a good edit.
It was a good edit, but how long did it take you?
Probably like an hour and 10 minutes.
An hour and 10 minutes. That's like longer than you spend on the actual shoot. Yeah. Hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's crazy to think about it like that.
So... speaking of someone who wants to like do their photo real estate business, is this a service that you would offer, like photoshopping to this detail for the photos?
No, honestly, I always say that even between us that, you know, I think it's easier if I go there and the property's already like prepped and ready for me. Because, you know, most of the times we're trying to get the best shots, trying to, you know, get the best out of the property. And sometimes it's not possible because, you know, there's a lot of clutter, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, and we understand that there's tenants living in the property, which, you know, makes things difficult for the agent, sure. Which is understandable. But at the same time, I think that, and it's going to probably come out a little bit rough, you know, but it's
just get the property ready.
Yeah, I believe that as a photographer, I have to care about like the layout, the composition of the image and how it's going to make the property look better, mm-hmm. But I don't have to worry about, you know, the towels, you know, the personal stuff about, I don't think it's...
Well, okay, so think about like the whole process from A to Z of the whole listing cycle, right? We come near the end. We're near the end when everything's ready, everything's staged, And it's time for us to come in and reveal everyone's hard work and cement it into the photos before open houses, before the people come in and ruin everything.
Yeah.
We have to get the photos.
Exactly.
And if the property's not fully prepared by the time we get there, we actually, it like diminishes the work of everyone that came before us. The general contractor's hard work, the stager's hard work, you know, it all gets diminished if the property's not prepared. If it's
that,
not like
that,
ready,
that is saying if, you know, if there's not a tenant and it was staged and stuff like that, it wasn't staged, you know, maybe I will actually consider, if I was a realtor, I will take some staging classes just staging? Interior design.
Something? Interior design,
know.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like, you know, something just to understand like the basics of it, so I can, you know, ensure that when I have a property and I'm gonna sell it, I know exactly where to put things.
Yeah, and so what looks help. Good.
Yeah, exactly. I can help the what do I have to hide? You know,
mm-hmm.
What do I have to get rid of it? Like if I get rid of a lamp. Or maybe not, like sure. Stuff like that. You know,
there's a lot of staging that is just, it looks pretty and it looks like unique and modern, but it's not usable. Like, for example, I saw this really cool desk. Mm-hmm. It was like a nice desk. It was pretty high. It was like kind of tall, right? It like fit the room nicely because of the angles and the height of the room and the height of the desk. And the chair was gigantic. It was like this gargantuan chair. And it was like close to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And if you sat in it, if you were not Goliath or not like Shaq, if you're not like Shaq, you would not be able to look and use that table.
Yeah, if I was sitting down there, probably you'd be like... Mm.
But it looked like an art piece.
Yeah.
You would probably fall asleep. It would be like a little hammock for you.
Yeah.
But it was like an art piece.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked beautiful in that room. But ain't no way... No one's using that.
Nah, no one's using that.
No one's using
for
that.
Sure. Yeah. And, you know, not even that. Yeah. Sometimes even stagers, you know, I had really good experiences with staging.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the realtors that we have as customers are actually, they have really good stagers. But sometimes, you know, there's rooms where it's just, the layout is just weird. And I don't move like a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. Like a desk, I won't move it because, you know,
heavy.
Yeah, it's heavy and I'm by myself, you know, like.
Liability.
Yeah, and liability. I don't want to break it, you know. I don't want to touch personal stuff. Yeah, right. So, but yeah, sometimes the how the room is set up, it doesn't make sense, and you still find the best shot. Maybe the shot you know, closer to the object or, you know, mm-hmm. stuff like that.
But there's sometimes that we can almost read the mind of whoever's staged
it. Oh, yeah,
for sure. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Like, you just kind of understand what is going on in their head when they put the sofa in this place and they put the picture frame right behind the sofa. You're like, I know which shot to get.
Yeah. I was one realtor in, I think it was Long Beach. I went to this place. It was really nice. It was completely remodeled and staged. The stager was so good that actually when he was putting, there was like an island on the kitchen, right?
Yeah.
He measured the chairs so they were evenly there. Yeah.
He did?
And I noticed it because when I was getting the shot, I was going to get a straight on because that's calling for a straight on shot,
course,
right?
Of course,
So I was setting up the camera. I was like, okay, well,
let me adjust the chairs, right?
Yeah, let me just make sure that. And I was like, perfect. Oh, wait a minute, right? So I grabbed my phone and I started taking measurements. It was even.
It was perfect.
Yeah, it was, which is the first time that happens.
That never happens.
Yeah, never happens.
Because what happens is the realtor, whenever they get to the property, sorry, realtors, but when they get to the property, they sit in the chair, they take out their papers, they look at their flyers, and they use the staging just a little bit.
So just a little bit. Perfect. I mean, we're not snitching on the realtors. Yeah.
We're not calling you out, but we're calling you out. Like, the stager probably did it perfectly, but it's like an inch off now.
Yeah. Which, you know, it doesn't really affect the image. I mean,
we're such nerds.
Yeah, it's a kind of like a nerdy thing, right? Yeah.
No, it's attention to detail that people pay us to have.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
Yeah.
Like the best angles on the kitchen, I would say that is either straight on shot, but those shots I like when there's not like half the image is the refrigerator, bro.
Oh, you got a pet peeve? Tell me about that refrigerator in the kitchen.
Yeah, you know, like, that's actually something that I don't really like. You know, there's kitchens where there are long.
Yes.
And, you know, maybe the refrigerator is on the right, but it's half the image when you're looking at it through the lens. It's half the image.
I totally get it. So there's tons of properties. This is just like to clarify on your point.
Mm-hmm.
There's tons of properties. You have the kitchen. You got the appliances. It looks beautiful. But the thing that's jutting out, because it's a really long, like, it's a really deep refrigerator.
Yeah.
It sticks out and it blocks the image.
Yeah.
And if you, okay, imagine it. Like,
You know what? And I hate it when the sink is like right, you know, after the on the side of the refrigerator because it's blocking that.
Because, yeah, you can't see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're trying to be in the middle of the hallway or the aisle walking down this kitchen and the refrigerator is sticking out, I mean, you're going to grab the majority of the shot just going to be this refrigerator.
But if you really think about it, because I was thinking about that, I was like, how can I get a shot without that? It's like, if I get a shot without that, you get less room, right? Because it's closer, right? It's closer. And not even that, if the refrigerator is not there, it looks odd.
yeah, it looks incomplete. But here's the thing about refrigerators. They're not built into the house. They're not like, well, most of them aren't. They're not built into the actual kitchen.
Yeah.
So they're not exactly straight. They're not like...
No, that's true. Yeah,
so I sometimes in real estate photography, if you guys didn't know, the vertical lines are everything.
Yeah.
Vertical lines, like you got to be vertical. Vertical, vertical, vertical.
No, and don't disrespect the horizontal lines, because even I've been to properties where I'm like perfectly lining up a straight on shot with the vertical, and the verticals are perfect. But the horizontals, because of the how the house was built, you know, it's screwed.
It's screwed. 90 degrees.
Yeah. Oh. I don't like that.
Okay. Well, something else that happens, because we're in California and we got a lot of earthquakes, is that sometimes homes are not 90 degrees. Like, things are not 90 degrees square. And we can obviously pick it out in the photos. I mean, it's something that's a little odd, right?
You just don't expect really it. Yeah, it becomes really obvious for us.
Yeah, but I mean, things are not always 90 degrees, and we just something, it's a reality we have to live with.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, speaking of pet peeves, I got another pet peeve, and it has to do with the kitchen, and it has to do with the island.
Mm-hmm.
When it's a, okay, luxury listing. Imagine you're in a luxury listing, huge kitchen. You got this island, and on top of the island, someone puts a huge vase with a huge plant on top of it.
It's blocking the
kitchen. It blocks everything.
Yeah, you cannot see
anything. It blocks everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful kitchen.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful vase.
And I understand, you know, the need to have some flowers and colors there, but, you know, maybe the island is not the best
spot. It blocks everything. So, I mean, it only blocks us because we're taking a photo, but if you're walking in the space, you're kind of enjoying it. Yeah, you know, it's quite nice, but it's not that I'm calling out the stagers, but I'm calling out the stagers. Before the photos, why are you putting a huge vase, like,
Letting you know that, you know, if it's there, we're just going to move it. Most of the time, we're going
to
move it.
Yeah, but like the last property I went to that had a huge one, it was so heavy. And I was like, I might break this.
Oh, was that the one, you know, that you were going in and you can see like the living room? And there's like this table, round table.
A round table?
With the base on top.
Oh, okay. If we're talking about the same property, is this the one where the table was not... like steady, like the table wobbled around?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that was an iffy one.
Yeah.
I didn't want to touch the table. I didn't want to touch the vase. I mean,
yeah.
Things are going to break.
Yeah, probably.
Things about to break.
Yeah, yeah. No. Yeah, there's actually like stuff that as a photographer, you have to make sure that you don't step on something, you know, or you have to be really careful when you're in someone's property because, you know.
Sure. It's not yours.
Yeah. Not. It's not even that it's not yours. You know, you don't want to get in trouble. You know, maybe if you break something, you don't know how much that thing is, man. You know?
Yeah, that's true. Don't want to be messing around with things. But here's another. I know every single real estate photographer has gone through this. It is when you're moving the camera around the house. And you hear a pop, 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 pop.
Oh, yeah. Pop, pop, pop. And like, on the wall.
What is that sound?
It's the tripod when you're lazing, don't fold the actual
the legs,
right? You're hitting objects. You don't shoot into that.
You're going through the house and you're hitting, your tripod is just smacking the walls and smacking the doors. Pop, pop, pop,
yeah,
pop.
If you hire a photographer and you hear that sound, just get rid of that photographer.
Just come to us.
Yeah.
Come to us.
Just come
this
to
is
us.
The FrameX podcast. So come to FrameX Studio, you know, for your real estate media.
I do believe that whenever you're doing something as a profession, you have to take it seriously to that level.
I mean, sometimes the tripods are not super clean, and when it hits a white door, I mean, you have like a small little
spot. Think it doesn't matter until it matters, right? Like,
yeah, come on, guys. Come on.
Like, even if it's a property, if it's fully remodeled, I'm not going to be there with my tripod just hitting stuff. Like, it's just not how it works.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the same concept of like, there's some things that I believe that are overkill. Like, I know some photographers go and they go in like a suit and they like go take the photos. It's like, I don't think that's necessary.
Yeah, I don't think that's needed, man. I think that's taking
you're presentable, it to the other, yeah. You know, you go to like a multi-million dollar listing in a, like a nice,
you know, it's
jacket,
probably used for the face. You know, it's probably used to.
It is, but also like understand that we do have to move around. Like it's work for us, and you don't expect, like, for example, a construction worker. He's not going to go to a multi-million dollar house in a suit. He's there to work.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
we're there to work. So yeah, I prefer, you know, all the employees, everyone at Framex, just to be comfortable. You know, be presentable.
Even,
you know,
in big productions, guys, you know, like they all have like random clothes.
Sure.
They don't have uniforms or anything like that. There.
At least we got uniforms. At least we got shirts.
Yeah, we do have the shirts, man.
Hey, show me that logo.
Yeah, show me.
Yeah. For those of you listening on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, or if you're just listening to us on audio, be sure to check out LinkedIn and YouTube, where we will post the video version of this as well. If you want to see our
faces,
our radio faces. Yeah. It's like, you know that saying, like, I got the perfect face for radio.
The perfect face for radio. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so a little bit more about myself and Jehu. We founded Framex Studio from like a marketing department is where
everything
it stemmed
started from.
Yeah. It stemmed from a marketing department, and we turned into Framex Studio now, doing real estate media like this. And it's been a fun journey so far. And in the future, I can see us growing, but I do want to cap us. I mean, I want to cap us at here, South Bay, San Diego, and Orange County, and maybe the Inland Empire around that area.
Yeah.
I don't want to go too far, because yeah, but because of that, I want to make the most out of each relationship. I want to like really get to know who we're working with.
Exactly, yeah.
Because I know there's some photo companies that just go throughout the U.S. and then it becomes a photo mill. They call it a photo mill.
A photo mill, yeah.
Where it just churns photos in, you know, customer in, customer out. They're just a number. And I think you lose a lot of fun. You make a lot of money, but you lose a lot of the...
You know, the other day I was having a conversation with one realtor, and he actually said that, and we're not trying to do that here, you know. He actually said, you know, I just don't want to be one number. I don't want to be one number. He's like, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, and we actually became friends with a lot of the realtor clients that we have.
Yeah.
I mean, we go out to have lunch. We go out, like, and this is not on business time. It's just like...
Just enjoying the time.
Yeah, just because we enjoy each other's presence and, you know, we're friends now.
Yeah, like this guy plays a lot of tennis.
a lot of people like tennis. I do. I do like tennis. If you play tennis, please let me know. But I can't spend too much time playing tennis these days because the company is growing at a rapid pace.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy tennis a lot. And I did play tennis with some realtors. And if you're listening right now, make sure you meet me on the courts again, because I need to beat you. It's that competitive side coming out.
Yeah, you know.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm not that great.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're right. You know, I don't think that the business that we're creating, it's going to the side of like, you know, let's just make the money and just get, you know.
Let's just make a whole bunch of money.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to that side. I think it's more in the, we enjoy doing this. We have a good eye for this and that. And,
okay,
you know,
well, I mean, we're behind cameras, right?
Yeah.
We're behind cameras. So, and in this case, we're in front of cameras, but usually we're behind the camera. And when we're behind the camera, Jehu, weren't you like a street photographer, or what did you do before this that got you?
Yeah, you know, I used to do a bunch of street photography, mostly with my phone, you know.
Mm-hmm, sure.
It was on that side, you know. So when I saw that it was an opportunity to actually like bring properties to life and make them sell, because I understood when you're doing real estate photography, I don't want to say like that, but I want to say like that. We're kind of like a good thing to sell. Like, we are actually a good marketing material. You know, it's what the property, like, how are you going to show the property that you use, the listing you have?
Oh, I see what you mean. You, so you're saying, like, saying? We're like, just like a, we're essential to the point where it's essential, you have to have us.
Yeah, it's essential. I think that I'm a believer that if you don't get professional photos doing real estate, you're doing something wrong.
You're a loser.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like, I don't.
You're losing in the game of real estate.
Yeah, if you're not, and you know, and I understand the commission side a little bit, you know, to a point where it's like, okay, maybe this property doesn't make sense to spend a little bit of money. But, sure, you know, yeah, like, even if you get the lowest package, or if you want, like, want us to mm-hmm. go for 15 photos, we can probably make it work.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, there's a lot of people there that just use phone photos, which, or if you know how to take them, they're going to look good. That might be acceptable, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But if it doesn't, it's not working for you, you know, you just get a real estate photographer.
Yeah. I mean, okay, so I don't fully mean it when I say, like, you're losers, no, right? No. It just could you're be, just, like, you just didn't know, or you just, like, playing around and you just kind of figured out that, oh, I'll take some cell phone pictures and they look good enough, right? It's like, are you selling a house or are you selling like a used car on Craigslist?
Yeah.
Like, even my used car on Craigslist, I take nice photos of.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it shows the level of, like, you know, professionalism that you have mm-hmm. doing what you're doing, right? So, and not even that, you know, you can use the photos as a marketing for yourself material. Right, it's like, okay, I'm gonna put these photos because they're really nice in my listing presentation, so they can see that I'm working with Frank McStudio and they have this, and, you know, they come, they do the 3D, they do drones, or whatever, you know.
Sure, that's a good point. It's just like your photographer almost like shows it, it's an image, right? An image is worth a thousand words, or whatever that saying is. And if you have a really nice image and that is like what you present on a listing presentation, mm-hmm. it's like, this represents me, the realtor. Like,
yeah,
you're not
gonna
have some cell phone pictures mm-hmm. on there. Like, it's, what are you doing? Or like stock images. By now, everyone has seen stock images.
Not even that. Reusing media, it's bad.
What do you mean by that?
There's something, right, in the MLS that if you use someone else's image or photos mm-hmm. from, let's say, you got this listing, you know, and it was a, you know, someone else just listed six, I don't know, a year ago, and mm-hmm. they had photos in the MLS, and you can download them and reuse them. I don't think that's good.
Oh, I see. Like using another photographer.
Exactly.
Okay.
And well, not even because of that photographer. I think that the quality of the images, you know, and it speaks a lot about the agent, man.
I see.
It tells a lot about the agent.
In our area, the MLS is the CRMLS. Mm. And you get a little CRMLS watermark on the bottom of each image every time you upload it. But that's not the only thing that happens that they do to the photo. When you upload an image to CRMLS or whatever MLS you use on, the chances are they're not uploading full quality.
No.
It gets compressed. You start getting little nasty color spots. I mean, it's not nasty, don't get me wrong. But it's not full quality. You're not going to be able to put that on a flyer and like,
oh,
maybe you can.
No, yeah. And now that you're mentioning that, I'm going to interrupt you there because I see a lot of people using those photos. Okay, so they get our photos, right? They post on the MLS, and then from the MLS, they re-download those photos and put them on social media. Don't do that. Just use the photos that you get from us, and it's going to look resolution. A lot better. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that's a concept that not too many people understand. I mean, people who've been in, you work with photos, they understand this. But every time you change a medium or you import it and you export it and you upload it and you download it, you lose some piece of quality. You lose some data.
Yeah.
And especially, like, even if from the raw camera itself from Photoshop and we export it, it's different when we export it in certain files. For example, a JPEG versus a PNG. Mm-hmm. There's already loss of data. That, and then on top of that, you're uploading and downloading, you know, and running it through all these other, you know, MLS and other stuff,
their
and,
compression stuff like that, you know?
You're losing quality.
Don't just upload the regular, like, I mean, the photos that you get from us to mm-hmm. the website to the social media, and they're gonna look a lot better.
They'll look a lot better.
Yeah.
And I know you said, like, just upload the photos that you
get and from there's us. One setting and there's one setting in Instagram. I don't know where to find it. Yeah, you guys are going to have to Google that. But there's a setting where you can upload like full quality and make sure that's turned on.
Yeah, I believe that's in just play through the settings. There's, it is. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's somewhere in there.
Yeah, but it's definitely an important setting.
Yeah. And why do they do that? They like purposefully save space? I don't know.
Probably they use, I mean, if you think about how many millions, how many users they have, they probably are saving some storage. Like
I'm saving a lot of money with that option.
Yeah. Yeah.
But make sure you tick that to upload at full quality.
Yeah, just do that. It's going to look a lot better. If you run into a post that, you know, it's like, hey, this image looks really sharp. They probably did that. Yeah.
I wonder if that's for photos and videos or just videos.
No, it's for both. For both, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, what's another tip, yeah, maybe whenever you guys are uploading to, and that's something you just learn.
Yeah.
If you're uploading a video to Reels or something on Instagram, make sure that the export of the video, you do it in 4K.
Oh,
even if the video is not 4K, just do it in 4K.
Correct.
Because the compression works better. It looks a lot sharper.
Yeah. I mean, when you have the intention of viewing it on something that's 4K and you export it as 4K, all that data is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're encoding everything, and long story short, export in 4K.
Yeah, just do it. It's just going to make your life easier and your media is going to look a lot better.
Looks a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, Jehu, this is all the time we have for this first episode of the FrameX podcast. And I'm glad we got to talk a little bit about, you know, what we do every day. And what do you think about this podcast? Can we keep this going?
I think we can keep this going. I think that leave in the comments if you guys want to know something. Maybe we can answer some questions in the next ones. Or, you know, if you want to get to know us, for sure, just drop a comment, send us a DM. We're going to be happy to help you.
Tennis match.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know.
If you guys want to get beat by
this guy. I'm just kidding. All right. Anyway, well, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.